Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. The Entrepreneur Experiment teaches you the secrets and systems world-class founders use to build their business, their body, and their brain. It's the weekend. That means it's mentor moment time. Every single weekend, I bring you a brand new mentor. I give you 10 minutes of our most impactful guests from the last couple of years. Today, we're chatting to Lisa Craven, the founder of Spotlight Oral Care. Alongside her sister and another dentist, Barry, they founded one of the world-leading dental care brands from right here in Ireland. She's going to teach us a couple of things. She's going to teach us, number one, you must think through exactly how, where, and when the customer is going to use your product. But you most importantly must get the product into their hands, get feedback, learn, and tweak. It is the embodiment of the entrepreneur experiment process, and Lisa explains it to us in a brilliant way. Here is your mentor moment with Lisa Craven, the co-founder of Spotlight Oral Care. If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from iconic offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of iconic offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Iconic Offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day. Bring your team. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Iconic Offices.
What you start with is nothing compared to where you are in 5 years' time. Like, we have probably 50 plus people now.
Wow.
On our team. And like, that's in itself is like, you know, finding the right people who suit you and work well together and you suit them. And so it's there's so much work on so many levels behind the scenes. It's not just about creating product and putting it out there. It's like, what does the product look, feel like? How does it go out? Who does it go out to? You know, why is it there? And then, like, how can we, you know, I always think also that, like, oral care is not exactly, it's not like skincare or beauty where people want to try 50 types of mascara. They want to try. People don't want to try 50 types of toothpaste. They really don't. And so for us, it's about creating the best product, the best experience. Like, it's so challenging because people are not going to dilly-dally in the oral care aisle. They want what they want and they want it like as cheaply as they can get it. And I get that, you know, and to make it the language pop and to make it like, I want someone to look at my product and know exactly why to use it. Used to drive me crazy when my patients will come in and practice and say, bleeding gums. Look at this ingredient, you know, chlorhexidine. And they'd have to look in the ingredients. Why doesn't the product say on it, this is for gum disease. This is, I have bleeding gums, instead of calling it something really clinical and technical. So I wanted all the language to pop. So all that work behind the scenes is of like, why is it this way? Let's do it this way. Let's try it this way. And maybe we didn't like it that way. Let's try it a different way. You know, tweaking, always looking at it and always changing things and not kind of accepting like the way things are, you know, pushing forward all the time. And it is like that. It's lots of different things that you have to push forward in order to make it successful.
I like hearing that though about the trying and failing and trying and failing. That's kind of the whole ethos of this pod. But I think people might look at you and go, 6 years, wow, they've just gone like that, just straight up growth, you know, up and to the right, the old cliche of the hockey stick growth. But to hear you kind of go, look, it's soul destroying and it's tough and it's tough and it's tough, but there's a certain sense of just continual momentum from you. Like, is that inherent in you and Vanessa, or was that learned as you went along? Or how did you sustain, I guess I'm trying to come up with the word here, how did you sustain that self-belief and momentum?
Yeah, and I think we've always had that belief from the start. Is that for me, you know, when I look at the oral care industry, I see the space. Like, I mean you look at skincare and you look at how many amazing brands that are doing such great work, driving education and awareness. I guarantee you, if I ask my friends what skincare they use, they know exactly what they use. They know exactly what ingredients, what order, their 7-step routine. I get it. They're not as informed when it comes to oral health. They have no idea. Should they use a mouthwash? What are we really supposed to floss? Toothpaste, it's all the same. It's like saying your cream is all the same. And oral you know, oral health is health. It's healthcare. You know, like the health of your mouth directly impacts your body, your heart health, your literally your blood level, your blood sugar levels. It's such an impact on your health. And you cannot have a beautiful smile unless it's healthy. You know, so I want people to be more informed and more educated, you know, and to actually create education. I think oral care in particular is very ostracizing. People don't want to talk about it. They're embarrassed. There's shame. They do not want to. They're like, oh, you know, how many times I've been on a night out when people are saying, oh, my tooth.
Oh, like, no.
You'd be nervous to say that to your dentist. And, you know, we should be able to talk about these things. And a brand, you know, we need to drive that education and drive that awareness and make people feel more comfortable. Like, we just released a children's sonic toothbrush, you know, and a lot of times people say, oh, kids, you know, oral care, really? And I'm like, the biggest reason children go under general anaesthetic in Ireland is because of oral disease. Like, wow. This is an issue, you know, like decay in children is a big issue. And so I can tell you in probably 3 tips how to not have decay for any of your children. And that's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And there is no oral care brand talking and providing information and education for customers and patients. And I think that's outrageous as a dentist. Like, it's health. Health is all about accessibility. It's all about having the right information to make an informed choice. And it also makes people feel really empowered when they come in. And the amount of people who used to come to me as a dentist and cry and be so embarrassed. And I'm like, it's literally my job. But somebody has made you feel, or culturally we feel embarrassed. And
is that an Irish thing?
Why? It's not really.
No,
it's more global. Of an Irish thing, because we have such a cultural kind of history of never going to the dentist, and we see our school dentist probably twice in 15 years, and that's deemed an appropriate level of care. It's not. Like, it's not. And, you know, when people know better, they do better, they make better choices, they have less oral health issues, and people are more proud of their teeth and actually will go on to take care of their teeth better.
How do you juggle all this, Lisa? How do you juggle, and maybe talk about how you did and how you do now, how did you juggle, like, 2 jobs? As in, how did you plan out your week? People listening to the pod love to kind of understand busy entrepreneurs, how they manage their time, because time management is probably the thing that isn't talked about as much as it should be. How did you manage and plan out? Was there specific routines or schedules you had, or how did you literally make sure you got it all done in a set of 7 days?
I think it's about prioritizing. You know, it's about being very clear what your priorities are in that moment. And your priorities might change in 6 months, you know. And I think that sometimes, you know, I have so many things that I like to do. What are the 3 things I absolutely need to do today? And that would make me feel so much more productive doing the things that I needed to do. I don't, like, I go to bed early and I get up early. You know, I have small children, so that's pretty much enforced upon me. But it's and I don't necessarily get to see my friends as much as I would like to. It's the one aspect of my life that I don't get to see my friends as much as I would like to. But I know that I can't work in the evenings, and then with maybe 2 evenings I have, I'm not going to walk away from my kids. I'm just not going to do that. I can't do it. I wouldn't be able to do that. So I try to prioritize and spend time where I need to spend time right now. And I know in 10 years, they might not be my priorities. You know, I might have more flexibility. And I think if you kind of sit down and organize your priorities, then you don't feel so guilty about the, you know, all the things you're not doing, because you're not going to get to do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have 4 kids and work and travel and be on 2 time zones and go out at the weekend and, you know, do all of the other niceties. You just can't do that. So you just prioritize. And then I think if you literally sit down and write it out, okay, these are the things, like I do prioritize where I can't exercise as well. Prioritizing the things, like those aspects of your life, it gives you a sense of calmness that you're like, okay, but I've done the things I said I would. And actually, when you write out all the things you're supposed to do in your day, it's unachievable for almost everyone.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that, you know, there's so much pressure to do all of the things, and it's just, you know, there's seasons in life. And like, I, as I said, have 4 small children. and I have a business and I have employees and team members that I feel, you know, really responsible for as well, and my family. And that might be, you know, and my friends, and I obviously have, you know, my friends. But you cannot do everything in one go, you know. And I think just being real about that, and maybe it's, you know, you're taking 5 minutes to take a meditating journal and not an hour long morning routine. And that's okay for you right now, you know.
I like that. Do you plan out weekly, monthly, or how do you actually physically do it?
I know I'm week to week because I can't think that far ahead. And I think it's as well, it's about getting real about the support you need. Like I my husband's very supportive, my family are very supportive, and I'm very lucky that I have people who help me. So I plan week to week. I decide like, what do we absolutely need to get done this week? And that's how I approach it. Because I also think if you plan too far ahead, for me, it just it stops making sense.
Hope you enjoyed that chat with Lisa. Wherever you're listening, whether it's YouTube, Apple, or Spotify, hit that subscribe button. It helps the pod to grow. I'll see you back here in a couple of days for a brand new episode.